This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Attorney General Jeff Landry didn't like being told no by the administration when he requested more money, so he took his grievance to the legislature's Joint Budget Committee last Friday.
We have two very pressing issues. One of them concerns an expansion of the Medicaid fraud unit. The other concerns seven laws that you all passed that have been challenged.
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden explained why the requests were rejected. Regarding the Medicaid fraud unit,
this request was for 14 new employees. They would be paid for with statutory dedicated money, not state general fund. It was for 14 new cars as well.
And Darden said Landry wanted to take money from the Department of Health for defense of the abortion laws.
The timing of this, in my view, is just not appropriate to bring it before you.
Covington Representative John Schroeder was seriously aggravated by the entire thing.
I can't believe that a state elected official has not sat with the commissioner to have this conversation before today.
The commissioner responded,
I can assure you that I don't have a problem whatsoever talking to Jeff, and I would assume he doesn't have a problem talking to me.
But Landry said,
what I would request is to have the chairman maybe appoint a couple of members of this committee as well to help work on that with us.
Do you really need legislators like me to come sit in a room and be the referees? What I see and smell is just politics. I don't really care about whether y'all like each other politically or not. The taxpayers of Louisiana want you to do your job.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.